So they're starting to push people out of the area now, and it's getting a little bit violent. And they've pulled someone. I'm trying to just get to the front, but it's a little bit bit hairy, actually.
Cross my bag. I'll put your bag, eh?
Those are a real stand-up. I just agitators and... I can only see this ending one way, that people are going to be arrested and pushed out of the area. It's a fight, there's a... someone's going to be arrested, I think. People are being pushed back. Police are getting quite aggressive. I think they mean business now, they've had enough.
Push us around, but they won't move the BNP.
There's only 20 of them now. It's only about 20 of them.
Come on, call the BNP and see if they budge. It's
getting better.
I've interviewed them. Look,
apparently the reason they're trying to get us to move down is because they've got the right.
Police are actually pushing people deliberately now. I'm actually moving up because I don't want to get hurt. But they're shoving at a very fast rate. Yeah, they're moving their vans up as well. Every inch of that van that comes up, we give another inch to the police and clearing it. Can you tell me your name, please?
Muhammad Ali Qiyum.
Okay. Are you a Muslim?
I am a Muslim, yeah.
Okay, so why have you come along today?
Solidarity with the with everybody else that's coming out against the fascists and racists.
How do you feel that the killing of the soldier, Lee Rigby, has been hijacked by the bit, you know, and made it into an anti-Muslim thing? How does that make you feel?
Well, first and foremost, I'm really... really upset about the killing. I condemn it totally. And it's just an opportunity for those that want to cause trouble and disunity in the community to pick this moment now. It's just opportunistic. The people here in London are more than that. We're more than the sum of a single unit. We are. We've gone through so many problems over the past. There's unity in this city. Well, I'm not sure what it's like outside of London, but the London spirit still exists, and you can see it here now.
How did you feel with the attack on the soldier and then the backlash against the Muslim religion? I mean, how did that make you feel? Did you feel scared?
No, I wasn't personally scared because, I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Troubles, and the area I'm from is a large Irish community.
Where do you come from?
From northwest London. So I know Kilburn and Cricklewood quite well. And there was no reprisals against the Irish there that I knew of. We all got on very well. I got a lot of Irish friends. And it was no finger pointing either. And I've not felt that myself. I mean, we're shocked when the killing occurred. I mean, I was in Norway when that happened as well, the Anders Breivik. And that same day when I heard the explosions, I mean, everybody was saying, I hope it wasn't one of our guys, but when we all found out it wasn't, it was...
That's the thing, isn't it, though? Yeah. We all, like, are people in minorities in this country. Whenever there's an awful attack, we all think, oh, my God, who's it going to be? Black?
There was that feeling.
Asian? Yeah. Or white? Yeah, and it's like a gamble. Yeah.
But, I mean, just like this time, your heart drops, you feel sorrow. It's not our religion. Our religion doesn't want to say that we should do things like this. But the people in this city are more than small-minded.
Well, thanks for talking to me. And just one thing, how do you feel all these people coming out and standing as one against, you know, racism?
It's inspiring. It's the first time on a, apart from the anti-war demonstration, I went on one of those, but this is the first time on an anti-fascist demonstration.
Yeah, a bit more hair-raising, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's fun as well. We're enjoying it because we're also joining up with the Badger people.
Yeah, we have the Badgers in.
And it's a fun day out as well, as a demonstration.
I wouldn't say it was fun for the British National Party, who are cornered not, over there. Yeah, there's only about 20 of them.
They're bigots. Frankly, I mean, they're small-minded, it's that pettiness. We're not fighters, we're lovers.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're
welcome. Thank you.